Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 1 Chronicles chapter 6. I can't remember, but as I was looking over 1 Chronicles chapter 6, I think it's 81 verses. This may be one of the longest chapters in the Bible, 81 verses. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the children of Amram, Aaron and Moses and Miriam. The sons also of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Eleazar begat Phinehas. Phinehas begat Abishua. And Abishua begat Buki, and Buki begat Uzi, and Uzi begat Zerahiah, and Zerahiah begat Meraioth, and Meraioth begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub, and Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Ahimaaz, and Ahimaaz begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Johanan, and Johanan begat Azariah. He it is that executed the priest's office in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah begat Amariah, and Amariah begat Ahitub, and Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Shallum, and Shallum begat Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begat Azariah, and Azariah begat Seraiah, and Seraiah begat Jehozadak, and Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried away Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And these be the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath were Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uziel. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimah his son, Joach his son, Ido his son, Zerah his son, Jeaterai his son. The sons of Kohath, Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, Asir and Asir his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. And the sons of Elkanah, Amasai and Ahimot. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zophai his son, and Nahat his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son, and the sons of Samuel, the firstborn of Vashni and Abiah, the sons of Merari, Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shemaiah his son, Haggiah or Haggiah his son, and Asaiah his son. These are they whom David set over the service of the song in the house of the Lord after that the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and then they waited on their office according to their order. And these are they that waited with the children, with their children, of the sons of the Kohathites, Haman a singer, the son of Joel, the son of Shemuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toach, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahat, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahat, the son of Asir, the son of Ebiasaph or Asaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, even Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseah, the son of Malchiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the sons of Merari, stood on the left hand, Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluch, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shamer, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brethren also, the Levites, were appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of burnt offering and upon the altar of incense, and were appointed for all the work of the place most holy, and to make an atonement for Israel according to all that Moses commanded, Moses the servant of God had commanded. And these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar, his son, Phinehas, his son, Abishua, his son, Buki, his son, Uzi, his son, Zerahiah, his son, Meraioth, his son, Amariah, his son, Ahitub, his son, Zadok, his son, Ahimaaz, his son. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their castles in their coasts, of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, and the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Judah, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libna with her suburbs, and Jatir and Eshtemoah with their suburbs, and Hillel with her suburbs, Debir with her suburbs, and Ashan with her suburbs, and Bethshemesh with her suburbs. And out of the tribes of Benjamin, Geba with her suburbs, and Alemet with her suburbs, and Anathoth with her suburbs, all their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. And unto the sons of Kohat, which were left of the family of that tribe, were cities given out of the half-tribe, namely out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, by lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. Unto the sons of Merari were given by lot throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites these cities with their suburbs. And they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. And the residue of the families of the sons of Kohat had cities of their coasts out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave unto them of the cities of refuge Shechem in Mount Ephraim with her suburbs. They gave also Gezer with her suburbs, and Jokmeam with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, and Ajalon with her suburbs, and Gath Rimmon with her suburbs, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner with her suburbs, and Bileam with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohath. Unto the sons of Gershom were given, out of the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with her suburbs, and Ashtaroth with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with her suburbs, Daberah with her suburbs, and Ramoth with her suburbs, and Anem with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with her suburbs, Abdon with her suburbs, and Hukok with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs, and Hammon with her suburbs, and Kirjathaim with her suburbs. Unto the rest of the children of Merari were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with her suburbs, Tabor with her suburbs, and on the other side Jordan by Jericho on the east side of Jordan were given them out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Jassa with her suburbs, Kedemoth also with her suburbs, and Mepha'at with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with her suburbs, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, and Heshbon with her suburbs, and Jazer with her suburbs. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So there are a few sections, and these sections are, I think, very well defined in this chapter, so that we can actually make sense, although there are, I don't know how many names, I didn't count them, but 100 or more names that are mentioned here. Remember, as I told you either last week or the week before, we can understand why the Apostle Paul had to warn the Jews about disputes over endless genealogies in the days of the New Testament, that particular way of ordering the church of God had come to an end at that time, right? So it's no longer, here we are coming back to the land of Israel after the after the captivity and in the days of the restoration, we need to know where to spread out, which tract of land belongs to us. That no longer applies. So now they may move about freely. The people of God may move about freely in anywhere they choose, as long as it's in a place where they might honor the Lord and glorify Him. But in those days, they were tied to their tracts of land. So coming back then to the land of promise after the captivity, they need to know where to live, whose family line they are in with regard to what Jewish tribe they belong to, such that they might know where to settle themselves. If someone were to tell you that there's a there's a particular inheritance that belongs to people in the land of promise today, that tract of land that was once called the land of promise, because they are of Jewish descent and they belong to live here or there, that's no longer true. The Lord is not dealing with His church in that way. When the destruction of Jerusalem came about, the genealogies, the records also came to an end. And so no one knows where they ought to be, and that was by design. That was God's providential dealing with them at that time. And so, don't we read today that those who call themselves Jewish, that they live more actually live in New York City than live in that tract of land that's, you know, along the Jordan River. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with people spreading out, right? Acts 17:26 says that we're all responsible no matter where we're found. If God determines our habitation is going to be hither or yon or north or south, Paul makes it clear to the Athenians there on the Areopagus. What does he say to them? Well, he says, the Lord has determined the bounds of everyone's habitation. And of course, he hasn't done that by command. He's done it by providence. But there's a reason that he's done that. What is that reason? That they may seek the Lord. That they may seek Him. Why does God send people groups all over the world? So that they will seek Him. That's why. Well, there's a lot more that could be said there, but let's stick to our text here. So verses 1 through 30, then, we're going to talk about the sons of Levi. And we want to remember something about Levi, that he and Simeon were, they behaved the parts of villains. They made use of the sacrament of circumcision as a weapon of war on the Shechemites. And because of that, Jacob said in his blessing to them in Genesis 49 that they were going to be scattered throughout the land and not have a short tract of land themselves. We've seen that already with Simeon, that Simeon's tract of land was found like inside of Judah, but it was not a tract of land, it was discrete cities. And that is the same thing that the Levites will enjoy, discrete cities throughout all 12 tribes of Israel. Not like Simeon, confined to one tribe, but throughout all 12 tribes or the other 11 tribes of Israel, they will find themselves spread out throughout the whole. But notice, not in the same way as Simeon. Yes, the scattering did indeed take place, but the scattering took place on the part of Levi, as we hear from Malachi chapter 3, that the priest's lips should keep knowledge, that they should seek the law of the Lord at his mouth. And so the Lord spreading the Levites out across Israel and Judah was so that they might have teachers to teach them all the good law of the Lord in every city. So they were spread out. In verses 1 through 30 then, we find the families of Levi according to their order of the service in the worship of God. So first of all, we have Gershon, then Kohath, and then Merari, and we also have the sons of Aaron mentioned. And all of these are Levites, but there's one special family of Levites, that is the Aaronites, and they're the ones that handle the holy things. They're the ones that make the offerings on the altar of burnt incense and on the altar of offering the big network, and they're the ones out of whom the high priest is chosen, who is supposed to enter into the holy place once a year with blood not his own, and so on. Only the Aaronites do that. The others, the Gershonites, the Kohathites, and the Merarites, well, while the tabernacle was still standing, they had various duties. The Aaronites would pack up the holy things, cover them with badger skins, and get them ready to travel. And then the Kohathites would carry those most holy things. But they were never allowed to take those coverings off and look at them. Only the Aaronites did that. The Gershonites, their responsibility was the tabernacle, the tent, the covering, the hanging, the altar, the cords, etc. That which was outside of the tent and the tent itself. And then the Merarites, their job was the boards. All the boards. The boards that made up the court. So the boards, the ropes that stood them up, the mortise and tenon connection, those little sockets, all of that belonged to them to carry from place to place to place. And we've seen that before. However, something happens at the end here in verse 31, at the end of this section, and we hear all of these names. Why should we hear those names today? Because they kept those genealogical records intact, even in the captivity, so that when they returned, they might serve the Lord in his worship according to the commandment. Whose job is what? What we don't want to do is come back into the land and commit the same sins that we committed before and start warping or twisting or augmenting or changing the worship of God. Remember, that's the purpose of the Chronicles, to teach us about the worship of God. So after the ark had rest, verse 31, these are they whom David set over the service of the song. And so what happened after the ark had rest, well, remember the Hebrew word massah. What is a massah? It is a burden that is carried on the shoulder. Massah. And so what did the Levites carry? They carried the burden of the tabernacle, the massah of the tabernacle. But suddenly the tabernacle was fixed in a place. Remember, David put it into Jerusalem and fixed it there. Although the altar was still up in Shiloh, they were yet to be united. Still, they were fixed in their place. And so the Levites were essentially out of work, nothing to carry anymore. So what the Lord inspired David to do was to build up a service of song. And so instead of massah, the tabernacle, it is said of these three families of Levites, Gershonites, Kohathites, and Merarites, that they massah the song, the service of the song. So they were still burden carriers, but they carried the burden of the song instead. Now this is very clear in Scripture, if you would do the research, that this is very clear. This is not in dispute. This cannot be disputed. They put down one labor and they took up another labor. These last set of names help us to understand that they had duties in the worship of the Lord as singers, as players on instruments, whose names in the next section we will recognize. And this is 31 through 53. So the work of the song in the temple worship is 31 through 48. And we have names that we recognize that we see in the Psalter. A man by the name of Haman, and his line is traced up where? To Levi. We have another man, his name is Ethan, is that right? We have Korah, we have several names mentioned that we recognize. Asaph was a Merarite. Haman was a Kohathite. We have the sons of Korah that labored in the song as well. They did not die with their father, many of them. So then we have the sacrifice work in 49 through 53. All the way down through verse 48, we're talking about the service of the song and what those men did and what they would be doing, their descendants, when they came back into the land. Just a cursory reading of the end of the book of Nehemiah tells us that when they came back to reestablish the worship of the Lord, that they used the words of David and the instruments of David. And they used the families of David's direction to do that as well. This was all very tightly circumscribed in the days of the Old Testament. Okay, and then we have the sacrifice work in 49 through 53. And this portion harkens back as a reiteration and reinforcement of what has gone before, and that especially it seems to distinguish the Aaronites generally from the rest of the Levites. And it's framed with a remembrance of the special role Aaron and his sons played as the priests. So then in 54 through 81, we're going to see the spreading out of these men and where they lived in the nation. And this is to tell them where they will now live as well. So the Kohathites, the Merarites, the Gershonites, and the Aaronites, their tracts and their cities are all given in this last section. This is where they used to live, and the implication is this is where they will live now. And the only distinction that we really need to make here, well, there are two particular things. The first is the breadth of their scattering throughout the land. They were everywhere. Every tribe had several cities, some as many as 13 or 14 cities within the tract of their land, where these were called Levitical cities. That is, places where Levites would hold services and hold judgments. Some of these cities were what we would call cities of refuge. Others of them were simply Levitical cities where judgment and worship took place. And the people of God should come there to worship. And that's where they received the instruction of the Levites. Notice how careful the Lord was. By careful, I mean note how much he cared for his people in that he spread the Levites out throughout their nation to teach them. And then the other thing that we remember here is how tightly the Aaronites were. They were all around where the temple was in Jerusalem. They were only in those cities that were within walking distance to Jerusalem so that they could come and do their work in the temple of the Lord where it was being rebuilt. So the Aaronites were there. The rest of the Levites were scattered throughout the land and took their turns during their courses. Remember, there were 28 courses that David had set up so that each might come and serve a week at a time and then go back to his Levitical city, and they would rotate week by week by week, each serving at least 2 weeks in the year. And that's how it was set up in the Old Testament. And we take it here by this description that this is setting the stage for that same setup again. And so notice that the captivity did not derail the propriety of the worship of God. With that then, let's stand and continue praying.